Oh man, we're going to get slated for this one.
We're going to hell.
Welcome to another episode of Would You Rather. Today I'm joined by H and special guest is Coops. Right, before we continue, let's have a shot. We're spoiling your innocence here, aren't we?
I'm not used to day drinking, if I'm honest.
Right. No, you pick, Coops. Come on.
Anything?
Yeah, anything. And if you pick, you answer.
All right, cool.
All right, let's do this. Would you rather have dildos for fingers or a massive finger for a cock? Oh!
How big are these dildos? Are they finger size?
No. No, I think they've got to be. What's an average size of a dildo? 6 inches?
Fucking hell, I've seen 10 inches.
What's the size of your cock? Mine's 6.5 inches.
Same, I'll go with that, yeah.
You going to tell us yours or not?
Six.
Just like, we're all right. We're above average. Well done. Let's drink to that. Come
my
on.
My problem is it looks tiny on my 6'5" body.
But drink to that. We've all got over... Mine's 6.5. Yours is...
About 6.5.
6.5. Look at that.
I'm good with it, yeah.
So, then, it's our actual cocks. So whatever size our cock is, so we've got 6.5-inch dildos for fingers. It doesn't say thumb. So you've still got a normal thumb. So it doesn't look too weird then. And what dildos are we talking about? Silicon ones? With little rabbits coming off it or not? Like those little... Maybe have you seen those new dildos? The sucking ones?
Yeah.
And you really not up to date with shit, are you? You two. There's new dildos now. Like for women. They sort of like... It sucks... It's got like a little sucker on it.
I've seen them, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I've got no idea. Definitely, yeah. Because some of they've got ones that are like a flower cup and it's got a tongue.
Yeah. It's like rose petal. It's like a rose with a little sucker on the ends. Women get all the good shit, don't they?
Well, I have.
What do we get? We just get like stupid. Have you ever tried a male masturbation thing?
Hand on my heart, no.
Go on, Coops, go on. Flashlight, are we talking flashlight?
I think it was called a flashlight. But I got one from my mate, he bought me. I didn't buy it for myself.
Second hand?
No, it was brand new. I got it off my mate, second hand. They used to work away a lot of sea in the hotels.
Hang on a minute, I'm not having this second hand stuff.
It was second hand. Brand new.
Why would it be second hand then, if you bought it off your mate?
No, my mate bought it for me. And
that's okay. You're scaring me, man. Sorry. I was like, no. I would not have a second-hand dildo off anyone.
They bought it for me as a joke. But, you know, I'm standing there with it, and I'm thinking, actually.
Where was you?
Premier Inn, probably down south somewhere, working away. And I got this thing, and I'm thinking, all right, okay. Now, innocent me didn't really... Well, I didn't have any lube. Don't just carry lube around. So I put some soap all on it from the Premier Inn bathroom, some soap. Well, that didn't work, man.
But you find if you wank with soap or anything, it goes down Japsai and it stings. Are you circumcised?
No, I've got a foreskin.
I'm circumcised and I find if you're in the shower or you wank with normal soap, you know, when you're a kid and you get the soap bar and you wank with normal soap and obviously stuff keeps going down, when you have a piss afterwards, it stings like fuck. Ooh. No? Fucking hell, you used to see with me when I was a kid. I just use lotion now. I learned my lesson. Go on, so you're chucking the old...
So I've got this fleshlight. I think it was called a fleshlight.
Yeah, they are the fleshlights.
Big rubber.
Was it like a cone thing where you had to screw the top?
No, it was a rubber vagina.
Yeah, but in a tube.
It was that sort of size.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like the vagina on top, like a muffin.
Yeah, like fleshlight things, yeah.
So I've put some soap in there and I've stuck it on the end of my cock. This is going to sound weird, but...
What, on this show?
My cock was too big for it. Not lengthwise, girth.
Teaching that fucking bad boy a fucking lesson. I fucking teach you.
And it really hurt to go with it.
Yeah.
So I took it straight off after a couple of ups and downs, couple of
because it wasn't proper lube.
That could have been the problem. See, it was soap. So in the end, I put it on my head, and it just broke the whole. I tried to see if it would stretch. If it would stretch over my head, and it just split.
But did you finish yourself off?
No. Probably, but not. Really. It was rubbish. It was. Nah.
Get yourself some good ones. I've tried loads. They're all shit.
Really?
Yeah, they're all shit.
You're a dark horse, you are.
No, I just tried loads, don't I? I'm not gonna go to my deathbed thinking, what's that like? But I'll try anything. I just won't try heroin, and I don't like coke. I wouldn't try crack.
No.
But sexual things, yeah, probably give most of it a go. I'm not bisexual gay, but if a bird wants to have a little play or something, maybe.
Anal beads.
No, ooh. I've never tried anal. Have you?
No. I've never done anything with a toy.
Have you put anal beads up a bird? I have.
No, that's what I mean. I've never.
Never?
Other than that, putting that on my head, I've never. Really,
we're not about your partner now, but with any partner you've never played with
toys, no, never.
Oh man, a good laugh. Mate, you wait. Yeah, he's sitting here now, right? Give it like 20 years when he's been like with the same bird as that. Fucking hell, I've got this alien thing, he'd be ringing me up going, have you seen this new one on the market? You gotta keep it like, you gotta spice it up a bit. You ever had a threesome?
Never.
Would you like a threesome?
No, thank you.
Why? It doesn't mean with a bloke.
No, no. Given the two, I'm very.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Never.
Never.
Never ever.
Fucking man of your stature.
I know. I've never done one.
Mm-mm. I've told you before. I've had loads, loads. I've had foursomes. All with women. All women. No, I couldn't. I don't think I could do a dude.
Nah.
I don't think I could have a dude doing my missus.
I could, no.
What about if it was the dude?
Oh, well, that's a celebrity shag thing coming along then, isn't it?
If a threesome come about, a dude can't be in there.
Definitely. And I always think it's weird when the woman's getting like, when she's on top and she's like fucking riding you and then the dude puts the cock in her ass. Because there's only like a thin bit of skin in there.
Yeah, you're touching
that. So really, you are like, it's only like a condom. So really, you're rubbing each other. So while you're fucking her, you're not really fucking her. You're just rubbing, because if she was stationary, you're just rubbing your cocks against each other and coming.
Oh, but I've watched porn films.
Yeah.
But I've seen two dicks in one hole.
Oh, yeah?
Nah.
It's not for me.
I can't agree with that. That ain't for me.
I can't understand how, like, when they get cream pied and then another dude shoves his cock in it.
Stirring the porridge, isn't it?
But I don't get that. I couldn't be there thinking, like, every time you're banging her, you've got some sperm coming out all over you.
No.
But those German fuckers like that shit, don't they? They're like proper.
This is making my glasses.
Goose is going to have to go and have a cold shower after this. Go on, anything you ever want to know, because I've probably done it, so go on. Go on, ask me a question. Ooh. How always you wanted to know about sex?
I know, see, there's nothing I want to know. I'm quite happy.
No, I'm not saying happy. Anything you've always wondered? Like threesome. Threesome with two women are brilliant. And four women, I've told you before, that was just insane. There's a lot going on. There was a lot going on.
Count the holes. No, you only need.
No, they'd have like it's three holes to you. So 3, 6, 9, 12. You've got 12 holes.
So if you've got one on your knob and you're holding the other two, like.
No, normally the two girls would be playing. So you'd normally be like you'd be doing one and then the other two would be playing. Or sometimes you might have one laying down and you're fucking her and the other one would be like. Four on full force here, you're on the end of a bed, so you're fucking a missionary, take your cock out, and you're fucking that one, or they're doing 69, and you're shagging one from behind, and then you take your cock out and put it in the other one's mouth below. Or if you're going to come, sometimes I like it, you take your cock out when you're going to come and just come on the one's face. Look at your fucking face. Look at these.
See, I won't even share a packet of crisps with someone. So I am putting my cock in one's arse and then another one's mouth.
No, that's an ATM. Do you know what ATM is? Ask to mouth. Yeah, that's an ask to mouth. Not ask to mouth, I mean, if I'm doing something with pussy.
Yeah, there's one's ass to the other one's mouth. It's even worse. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but he's just living in it. Would you like to, though?
What?
It's fucking insane, yeah. With two birds.
Yeah.
Or two dudes.
Who wouldn't?
Two dudes.
No, not dudes.
No, not dudes. No, two birds. Who wouldn't? And it's not even a fantasy. Wouldn't even, like... Not even a fantasy.
Nah, I'm quite happy.
I'm not saying about happy. I'm not saying like, so this is, it is, would you rather? We're not on about like relationships you're in now. Just like you were single. We're not saying like, you know, you're in a relationship now.
If I was single, it doesn't.
Would you be intimidated by him? His glasses are actually steamed up.
You're getting sweaty, look at that. It's a bit too much. I'm very conventional. Let's put it that way. I don't want
to... Yeah, but sometimes they're the worst people, aren't they? The ones what like you're thinking are going to get it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on some of these swinging sites and like... Some of the women, you think they look like a vicar's wife and you're fucking some of the shit, some of the photos you see. I wouldn't go to church again.
I've actually forgot what the question was.
Yes, have I. Where did we go to? Would you rather have dildos for fingers? Or a massive finger for a cock? So we're talking about, let's have like silicon dildos.
Silicon dildos.
A little bit. Yeah, so you're like, imagine some fuck off. Imagine if you was a debt collector, like a fuck off. Fucking imagine that. What hit me? Oh, like four dildos across. Gives your car. Whoa!
What hit me?
Is that punchy song? Imagine some kind of you bitch slap someone.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bitch slap. When was the last time you bitch slapped someone?
Fucking hell.
You've never had a fight, have you?
Never punched a person in my life.
Me would probably be jail.
Did you give him a good slap?
I had a fight 2 days into the fucking jail.
Slapped him though. Boosh.
I come close to slapping him. I had to kick a chair out of. Well, you know when you. You know when you get a signed job, you get assigned work, you're doing basically fucking piecework, ain't it?
Yeah.
So we was doing like the trailer lights, the lights and all.
Yeah,
We was doing that. Now some idiots threw a tea bag, clean across the room, a wet tea bag. So obviously once it lands, it's just gonna spurt everywhere. Yeah. I stood up and said, "Who's that?" This little fucking 2 foot dude says, "Yeah, it was me." So I'm fucking giving what for. I got sent down the block for it.
Was it a good bitch slap?
Oh, mate, you know it's the ones where you fucking draw from all the way down here. It's, yo, I bought that one from fucking hell. And I just, yo, even the screw looks...
My one was when we went to Alta. You didn't see it, though, did you? Heard about it.
Yeah.
That Viking.
Yeah, sticking up for...
Sticking up for this woman was his tape, and it was on this rally, and this like millionaires rally thing. And we weren't on the rally, we just went to a do... snowmobiles. Yeah. And I took Coops with me. There's this like big Viking dude. We're in the middle of nowhere, Alta, right at the top, and he's like, really mad, mate. It's like,
I'm pretty sure they were all
inbred, yeah. And there's this woman on the table, but this bloke sat down, and Coops was getting annoyed, and he was supposed to be playing footsie with what was happening.
That's it, yeah. So there's a woman that, imagine you're me.
Yeah.
There's a woman there, and this Viking sat down next to me, and he's got his arm around me. Playing with her hair, whether they knew each other or not.
It's weird.
But then his hand would come and was rubbing the back of my neck and stuff, and then he was like rubbing his legs up next to me. It was.
Mate, this place was weird. So then, and then we were on a long table. So then this dude, and then I'm with this other dude, and like this woman's crying. And what happened? I didn't see anything. This big geezer grabbed the tits. So the bloke next to me is like, "Oh, I'll do this. I would do that. I was ex special forces or something, Norwegian forces, I think he was, wasn't he? Yeah, I can do this. And oh, when he comes back, I'm not happy about this. Me being me, you know, I'm not like, oh, where is he?
Yeah.
And there was like a table full, and he was like, oh, he's gone to the toilet, yeah. And everyone was there going, oh, he's out of order. And I'm just not saying anything. I'm like, I know, like, I'm just in mode now. I'm just silent. When I go silent, you're fucked. So I'm just silent. And then everyone's there going, oh, the man's out of order. So I'm like, yeah, shut up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, if this happened, and then, yeah, is that him? Yeah. Just get up, walk around the table, just grab him and go, apologize now. And he was big, like Viking, like, whoa, 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 big bald head, wasn't he? Whoa, 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 whoa. I apologise now. Whoa, whoa, mate, you grabbed the tits. The woman's on our table. Didn't really know him, did we? Because there was all guests. Says, you grabbed the tits, you've insulted her, just apologise. Whoa, 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 whoa. And like you said, you just cock it back, mate. Apologise now. Whoa, 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 mate. Like, you could hear the crack. Yeah, mate. You could hear the crack, he wobbled. I went, do you want another one? I'm going to apologise now. And he did. He's big, big unit. He walked, apologised to us. I said, now get your car and fuck off. Guess he's kind of fucked off. And then, because he had all his mates, and I thought, oh, his mates are going to join in here. And then I sat back down. One of his mates came over and he went, oh, I deserved that. This is a small village, like at the top. And this is, he's the bully of the town. He does that to all the wives. I was more than someone stand up to him. And then, like, after I sat down, the bloke next to me, oh, I had your back. I had your back. I was the only one stood there dealing with it. And it's just like, oh, man. Sometimes I forget. I used to live in a different world to most people. And I'm just like, oh, man.
I'd already gone back to my hotel room at this point, shaking, because I was stroked by another man.
Oh, man. So then, dildos for fingers is going to be good for slapping people. Spill a drink. So would you have, you're answering the question first, dildos for fingers or a massive finger for a cock? Okay. Are we talking finger or, yeah, massive finger, but it's got to be 6.5 inches. Do you come out your finger? Does the nail pop?
Dildos for fingers, I'd say.
Would you?
Yeah, they're coming quite useful.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you're fucking a bird, she wouldn't really, I don't think a bird would worry about a finger going in her if it was bigger. So they get fingered anyway, don't they? It's going to be a bit unusual walking down the road unless they all the way comes out.
Or you have got multiple choice. You've got different colours.
From big to small, yeah.
Oh, you can take them on and off then?
Yeah, if they're multiple.
You can change them.
She might like that.
I'd take a dildos for fingers, yeah.
Harry Dildo Hands. Edward Scissorhands, Harry Dildo Hands.
And you've still got normal thumbs, haven't
you? Yeah. Yeah, you can still play PS5.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Dildos for fingers, what do you have?
If we've got the fingernail flap for...
Oh, yeah, it's working. It's working.
I think I'd rather have a penis finger.
A penis finger. For me, would I rather have dildos for fingers or a massive finger for a cock? I think I'd have a massive finger for a cock. I think women would love it. I think you'd get laid more. You can spend it. But imagine, get a G-spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just imagine, right? All the women have seen cock, haven't they? All women have seen cock. But imagine if you pulled it down, instead of that finger, there was a massive finger that they'd be like, women shove everything up them, don't they? Like aerosol cans.
I suppose,
Brushes. End of brushes. Broccoli. You can see you haven't lived, Coots, can't you? You're trying to join in. So what would you think would be the number one item a woman would shove up her?
Like a hairspray bottle. Because it's nice and big.
I think a lot of them used to shove the...
Hairbrush
is the obvious one. And I think a lot of them used to be in the shower, didn't they? Showerhead. Yeah.
Showerhead.
So then, we've got... Would you rather have dildos for fingers or a massive finger for a cock? We've got...
How about dildos for fingers?
Dildos for fingers, because that'd be good for deck collecting.
Massive finger for a cock.
I'd like a massive finger for a cock. All right, till next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.